理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 16. Two Young Happy Couples. 2 days later, Mrs. Bennet had left for Meryton that morning when both Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy called at Longbourn. Jane and Elizabeth were sitting on the sofa when they entered the room. Jane turned red as Mr. Bingley came towards her. He looked both happy and embarrassed to see her. Elizabeth looked at Darcy and saw he looked as serious as usual.
"Miss Bennet,"
said Bingley to Jane.
This is a great pleasure for me. Are you well?"
"Indeed, sir," replied Jane, looking into his eyes. "I am very well."
"Miss Elizabeth,"
said Darcy,
"I hope you also offer me a good welcome."
"Mr. Darcy, believe me that I am very glad to see you," Elizabeth replied. "Did you enjoy your recent stay in town, Mr. Bingley?" asked Jane.
"Quite simply, no,"
he replied.
"In these past months, I have decided that I prefer the countryside to the town. In fact,"
put in Mr. Darcy,
"after much discussion, we realize that we both prefer the country."
"Miss Bennet,"
said Bingley to Jane,
"it is such a beautiful country day that I find it impossible to be inside. Will you walk with me in the park?"
Jane stood to go at once. "I should be most happy, sir. Will you come with us too, Elizabeth?" "Gladly," said Elizabeth, and she stood up to go.
"Please, Miss Elizabeth,"
said Darcy,
"I would be most grateful if you could stay."
He waved Bingley toward the door.
"I have to speak to you privately."
Elizabeth sat down again and lowered her eyes. There was a short silence. Mr. Darcy began to walk up and down. Elizabeth looked at him. "Mr. Darcy," she said, a little nervous, I have to thank you for your kindness to Lydia. I really am grateful."
"You know about that?"
asked Darcy, surprised.
"I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be told. I did not think that your uncle would tell you."
"You're mistaken, Mr. Darcy. My uncle did not say anything. It was Lydia who was being thoughtless. Let me thank you again and again, especially for my family."
"Please,"
he replied, coming towards her,
"let your thanks be for yourself alone. I only wish to give you happiness."
Elizabeth was too embarrassed to say anything. Her companion added,
"I know you are too honest to lie to me. Are your feelings still the same as they were last April?"
Elizabeth shook her head. "No, since that time, my feelings have completely changed," she said. He took her hands and made her stand. Seeing that he felt great delight, Elizabeth knew that she, too, was full of happiness.
"My feelings and wishes have not changed,"
he said quietly.
"Elizabeth, will you marry me?"
"Oh, yes," she cried. "Can you forgive me for hurting you?"
"There is nothing to forgive,"
he replied.
"I was taught a lesson. You properly humbled me."
"I'm sure you hated me after that evening."
"Hated you? It's true I was angry at first, but my anger soon made me see that my decision to stop Bingley's marriage was wrong. Before we left London, I told him that I was wrong in believing that your sister had no feelings for him. I told him that she had been in town all last winter and that I had known it, but purposely kept it from him. He was very angry with me. I convinced him that your sister still had feelings for him, which made him less angry with me. He has forgiven me now."
Elizabeth was just about to say that Mr. Bingley was a most delightful friend when the door opened and Jane entered. "Elizabeth," she cried happily, "my dearest Lizzie, I am now the happiest creature in the world. Charles has asked me to marry him. We are engaged." They hugged each other warmly. "Jane, I know you will be very happy."
"Miss Bennet, I too am sure you two will find great happiness together,"
said Darcy.
"But where is Charles?"
"He has already gone into the library to speak with my father."
"In the library? Good. I must also ask for Mr. Bennet's permission and best wishes."
Jane was amazed as she watched Darcy leave towards the library. She looked at Elizabeth wide-eyed. Elizabeth only smiled and nodded. "We two are engaged," she said. "I am also the happiest creature in the world." "Are you joking, Lizzie? This cannot be. It's impossible." "Oh, this is a bit of a sad beginning, isn't it?" replied Elizabeth, still smiling. "I'm sure nobody else will believe me if you do not. I speak the truth when I say that he loves me and we are engaged to be married." Jane still looked at her as if she did not believe her. "Can it really be true? My dear Lizzie, then I congratulate you. But are you certain that you will be happy together?" "It is already agreed between us that we are to be the happiest couple in the world." "Oh, Lizzie," cried Jane, holding her sister. "Nothing could give either Bingley or me more delight than this news. It was Mr. Darcy who brought Charles back here. Oh, how is it possible to have so much happiness?" They both turned as Bingley stepped joyfully into the room.
"Jane, my dear,"
he said,
"your father has given his permission for our engagement."
"How could he say no?" asked Elizabeth, laughing. "Mr. Bingley, I am happy to welcome you as a brother."
"And I am happy to have the good wishes of a sister,"
replied Bingley, warmly shaking her hand. "Listen, there's Mother's carriage," cried Jane. "I must go and tell her. Charles, you must come with me."
"Of course,"
cried Bingley.
"Of course."
"Will you also tell her my news, Jane?" asked Elizabeth. She was worried. Jane happily agreed. Elizabeth walked to the window. She did not know how her father and mother would handle the news of her engagement. She doubted that even Darcy's wealth would change her mother's dislike of him, and she wasn't sure about her father's wishes. She turned as the door opened and her father entered the room, looking serious.
"Lizzie,"
he said,
"I have asked Mr. Darcy to wait in the library."
He sat down on the sofa and began.
"Are you out of your mind to accept this man's offer? I always thought you greatly disliked him."
"Papa," she said, embarrassed, "I did dislike him at first. This is true. But I always had a respect for him, I think. I don't know how to explain when it began."
"So you have decided to have him as a husband, then? He is very rich. Will all the fine clothes and carriages make you happy?"
"Is there any other reason why you do not agree?" said Elizabeth anxiously. "Other than your believing I do not care for him?"
"No other. We all know him as being proud and unpleasant. But this is nothing if you really like him."
I do like him," she replied. "I love him. Please do not pain me by talking about him in such a way."
"Lizzie,"
said her father,
"I have already given him my permission. After hearing your side, I now give it to you. If you have decided to make him your husband."
"Oh, yes, Papa. His feelings for me have stood the test of many months. He has qualities you do not know. Indeed, we owe him very much, as I will be able to show you some day." Mr. Bennet took her hands in his.
"Well, my dear, I can say no more. If this is true, then he deserves you. I could not have let you have, my dear Lizzie, anyone of less character."
As he kissed her, Mrs. Bennet entered the room. She was too excited to think clearly. "Good heaven!" she exclaimed. "Mr. Bingley! Lord bless me! Mr. Darcy! Only think! Dear me! Mr. Darcy!"
"This is a day for wonders, my dear,"
said her husband.
"Two rich young men have asked me to marry Jane and Elizabeth at the earliest opportunity."
Mrs. Bennet hugged her daughter. "Good gracious! Who would have thought it? Oh, my dearest Lizzie, how rich you are going to be! What jewels! What carriages and nice things you will have! Now, Bingley is all right, but Jane's is nothing to it. Nothing at all. I am so pleased, so happy. Such a charming man, so handsome, so tall. Oh, my dear Lizzie, please forgive me for disliking him so much before. Dear, dear Lizzie, a house in town, 3 daughters married, 10,000 a year. Oh, Lord, I shall go crazy!" I have to go to the library, said Elizabeth, moving to the door. He is waiting in there for me. Please ask him to stay to dinner, said Mrs. Bennet. Find out what his favorite dish is, so that I may send out for it at once. The day went much better for Elizabeth than she expected. Mrs. Bennet was so nervous about her future son-in-law that she hardly spoke to him. She only gave him her attention, or agreed with whatever he said. Elizabeth also saw that her father was making an effort to know Darcy better. Soon, Mr. Bennet let it be known to her that Darcy was a fine man. It was a happy day for Mrs. Bennet when she married off her two most deserving daughters. She spent a great deal of time boasting about their successes. As for Mr. Bennet, he missed his second daughter greatly. He often went to visit her at their house in Pemberley. He did this very often, as his feelings for Elizabeth were strong. Mr. Bingley and Jane remained at Netherfield for only 12 months. Despite Bingley's easy character and caring heart, it was too difficult to live so close to Jane's mother. He bought a house in a nearby area to Pemberley, and Jane and Elizabeth were only 30 miles from each other. Kitty began to spend most of her time with her two elder sisters. Here she had a chance to meet many high and educated people. Her improvement was great. Mary was the only daughter to remain at home, but she no longer had to worry about being compared in beauty to her sisters. She became more and more happy. Wickham and Lydia still continued to have problems. They were always moving from place to place and always spending more than they had. Their unsettled life often made them have too many bills, and whenever they had to move, either Jane or Elizabeth was sure of being asked for some help to pay their bills. Though Darcy would not receive Wickham at Pemberley, he did what he could to help him in his army job. Pemberley was now also Georgiana's home. She held the highest thoughts in the world for Elizabeth. At first, she was often surprised at Elizabeth's lively manner of talking to her brother. However, she soon began to understand that a woman may be more free in talk with her husband than with her brother. Lady Catherine was extremely upset with her nephew's marriage to Elizabeth. She wrote him such a rude letter that for a long time they did not see one another. Finally, his aunt's hatefulness ended, either because of her feelings for him or her curiosity to see his wife again. She finally lowered herself to visit them at Pemberley. Elizabeth and her husband were always on the friendliest terms with the Gardiners. They thought of them as the reason why they were brought together again. They were ever looking for ways to show their gratitude.